Hi, everyone. Just a reminder that this show is not legal advice, trading advice, financial advice, or personal advice. Enjoy the show, and thank you very much. How you doing, man?
Yo, man, I'm doing well.
Long time no talk.
Long time, yeah, right. Come on, it's been like a few seconds.
Well, it's a whole day for them, Danny.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, hello, next day, people.
This facade we have of being such hard workers and doing this day after day after day.
Well, we are hard workers. We're pounding it out at 11:30 at night and 11:30 in the morning for you.
That is true. That is true. What are we talking about today, Danny?
We're going over crypto slang, those slanging words that you have to know because everyone uses them on the internet.
Let's get to it. HODL, right. HODL. Danny, we already did this one, but we're going to do it again. This is a misspelling of hold, and it's H-O-D-L. Yep. Now, originally, this was just meant to be hold. There's no backstory to it, but people have come to say that it means hold on for dear life. I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it works.
Like it
so, if you're seeing HODL or HODL, depending on how you pronounce it, it means just to hold your coins. Don't sell them. If you buy at a dollar and it goes down to 80 cents, HODL. If you buy at a dollar and it goes up to $1.50, HODL. It means just not to sell.
Yeah, but that wasn't investment advice, dude. So just, hey, I know what you're thinking.
Yep, yeah, absolutely, right. Danny. I would never give you investment advice, except for that sumo coin that you're stacked up on.
Oh, yeah, I'm HODLing that one. Okay, our next one is FUD. Which is an awesome word because it even sounds good, but it's not a really good word. FUD, it's short for fear, uncertainty, and doubt. FUD is any information that's supposed to create feelings of fear, uncertainty, doubt, and other negative emotions. We also say FUDing or a FUDster, you know, the verbs and the nouns of this.
Right. And this is usually used when people are, you know, saying negative things about, it could be about coins, it could be about people, it could be about the market. And when they're just uncertain about something, oh, you stop FUDing the market, stop FUDing the coin, stop FUDing everything. You're such a FUDster.
You're such a FUDster.
Danny.
Ooh, dang.
Well, the opposite of FUD is FOMO. And this is fear of missing out. And this is felt when you can see a coin start to increase in value, but you don't get it. Now, of course, FOMO can be used in many different aspects of life. And usually they're talking about social media and things like that as well. So, for example, you stay at home on a Friday afternoon. You know all your friends are going to a picnic or a barbecue on the beach, and you start to see the pictures of that, and you start to regret. Oh, I should have went with them. You see how much fun they're having. It's FOMO. You're missing out.
That's Insta-FOMO.
Insta-FOMO. And you can have the same kind of emotions or feelings with the coins. Oh, should I buy it today? It was 10 cents. Actually, I'm having a little bit of FOMO myself, Danny. I was thinking of selling my Patientory and picking up some more Zilliqa. Zilliqa was at 12 cents, and I was like, should I do this? And now it's 14 cents. Danny, FOMO.
Well, you know, I don't own any Zilliqa, so think about that FOMO.
I told you, Danny. I told you so, right the finger moment.
Okay, but this leads us to our next word. This is a great next slang, D-Y-O-R. And there's no like Dior. We don't say Dior. We just say D-Y-O-R. And this is what I didn't do. I didn't D-Y-O-R on Zilliqa, so I didn't buy any. But that's just my own thing. I wasn't taking advice, financial advice from Matt, and I didn't buy any Zilliqa because I didn't do any research.
And what is D-Y-O-R?
D-Y-O-R stands for do your own research. Man, I jumped ahead of myself again.
You did.
But this is a really common term that everyone throws around because we all want other people to buy our coin so that we're right, so that our price goes up. And what you want to do is D-Y-O-R. Do your own research, come to your own decision, hold your own counsel, right?
Exactly. Well, you know what, Danny? I did my own research. I actually interviewed the CEO of Zilliqa. And so I invested. The reason why I didn't buy yesterday is because I really didn't want to buy at the ATH, the all-time high.
That was slick.
It was the all-time high. It was the first time it hit over $1 billion MC or market cap, like we talked about in one of the previous episodes. And I really didn't want to be that dude holding bags.
Oh my God, you are doing really well with this. Just dropping slang.
I really didn't want to be the dude holding bags if it had a little correction or pullback. So I didn't buy at the all-time high or ATH at 14 cents or 1 billion market cap. And holding bags, by the way, means to buy something, let's just say you have a bag of money and you buy it at 14 cents. We're talking about Zilliqa, buying it at 14 cents and it goes to 12 cents. And maybe it goes into a little bear or a little depression and we have 12 cents, 9 cents, 10 cents, and we're just holding at a loss. You're holding bags.
Yeah, it's just an investor who continues to hold on to his asset even though the price is dropping towards zero. He's just a hodler, really. That's just the best way to put it.
He's holding bags.
He's a hodler
bags.
Who won't exit. Yeah.
Exactly, Danny.
So that was ATH. That was MC market cap. That was bag holder, which ATH, we got that, right? All-time high.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Next word, mooning. And we're not talking about dropping your trowel. This is the action of the price of a cryptocurrency going way, way up, sky high, to the moon. Hockey stick, what's the other word? Parabolic, that's mooning.
Something's mooning. It's going super high. Value's getting way up there. And when your coin moons, if you have enough of a coin, what you want to do is you want to sell it. Only if you can get a Lambo.
Actually, I saw a guy who had a Cadillac and his license plate said LTC22. And I was wondering if he bought his Cadillac after Litecoin hit $22 a long while back.
So it's Lambos on the moon, Raris on Mars, and Caddies in Harlem.
This was Hell's Kitchen, but yeah.
Okay, sorry. Caddies in Hell's Kitchen.
That's right.
So Lambo is just basically short for Lamborghini. We don't really need to go into that one. We get it.
Yeah, it's simple, right? Next one, shilling. This means to trick as many people as possible into thinking a cryptocurrency is valuable so the price will rise and it can be sold for a profit. People do this on Reddit all the time. Matt does this with me all the time.
This is what McAfee is actually known for, right?
Yeah.
He gets paid $150,000 a tweet to shill certain coins.
It's a little sketchy.
It's a little sketchy. You know, if somebody that's a KOL, key opinion leader, is tweeting about certain digital assets or investments, then a lot of people will believe him and go, wow, this rich guy is, you know, and he knows things, he made a lot of money, is tweeting about XYZ coin. And then that's shilling because he probably doesn't believe in it. He doesn't know. He just got paid to do it. And he's using his influence to talk about a coin so it gets investment. And some people are probably going to listen to this and say, hey, you just had like 5 minutes of talking about Zilliqa. You're shilling Zilliqa. That's possible. People will say, hey, Matthew is shilling Zilliqa. Buy Zilliqa. I need a Lambo.
So you know what? We can actually use those interchangeably here. The whole FOMO mindset and shilling, those two tie together really well. Mm-hmm. People do both of those, you know, around the same time. Okay, next one.
Well, BTFD, yeah, man. Matt. Well, see, the thing with the BTFD is what I should be doing with my Zilliqa right now, which is buy the fucking dip.
Yep.
Yesterday was 14 What's cents. Dip here? Yesterday was 14 cents. Today is 12 cents. It dipped. It went down. And somebody's going to send me a text and say, you should BTFD or buy the fucking dip. Why? Because it's not an ATH.
Oh, my God. They're going to be fluent in slang at the end of this.
Bro, this is how I go down.
That's right. Okay, this next one you actually taught me, which I liked. Well, the second part. It's flippening and it's flappening. And we're not kidding. These are the real words. Flippening is, I know it sounds funny. To me, I think of a duck now. But, okay, flippening is the shift of other cryptocurrencies growing bigger, more important, and more valuable than Bitcoin, normally associated with Ethereum overtaking Bitcoin in terms of price, in terms of market cap, and flappening is all you because you taught me that one.
Well, yeah, so the flippening is usually talking about the market cap flipping over Bitcoin because Bitcoin has always been the top dog, always been the highest. And so Ethereum is very close. It could flip and become the number one coin. At one point, people thought that Ripple was going to flip and become the number one coin. But flappening is kind of like a play on words because Litecoin, Charlie Lee, and Bitcoin Cash, Roger Ver, have kind of a thing that they kind of go at it. And yeah. Litecoin is their kind of mascot is the chicken. So they say the flappening to have their market cap flip over Bitcoin Cash. So that's the flappening when Litecoin overtakes Bitcoin Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I liked it.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Scamcoin. Scamcoin is a fake cryptocurrency. It's a scam. Fake cryptocurrency designed to create money for the creators, for the founders, while stealing it from those who supported, invested in the coin. There are a bunch of scam coins in those, I guess we got to define this, in ICOs, initial coin offerings. That's those ideas that people put out and people put money into it thinking, hey, this is going to go big. And then it turns out to be a scam coin.
We had a debate on the Crypto 101 Facebook community the other day about what is a scam. And it's very hard to say what a scam is. It could be scams, could be just bad ideas, but in this case it's a coin made specifically to trick, swindle, bamboozle, hoodwink an investor.
I think it's intent.
It's intent.
I think it's intent. is the main thing, right? Because if you have good intentions and you fail, then that's a failed startup. If you have bad intentions and you fail, then you're a scam.
Excellent. Definitely, Danny. Definitely.
Thank you. Okay. Well, whales, give it to us.
Ah, shit. You know what? We should have put weak hands in.
We have it right there.
I know. By the fucking dip and shilling and mooning and all that stuff. And HODL.
It's all right. You're good.
All right. So some people might think something is a scam coin and it turns out to be legit. People just maybe have a slow start or what have you. You know, this business is really opaque. It's kind of, I don't know, man. Anyway, well, they get rid of it. Simple as that, is they get rid of it. They buy it and then they say, you know what? I don't want this. It's a scam. I'm out. And they sell it. And then 2 months later, it's mooning. That's because they had weak hands, Danny.
I have weak hands for Ripple, for Patientory, for Augur. There's so many coins that I bought a little bit of, and then I just weaked my way out of that. I was a weak hander.
Didn't you sell your Electronium as well?
No, I still have that. Shh.
Oh, wow.
I really like the founder. I've been getting his emails, and I like what he says.
Oh, so are you guys like pen pals or something, and that's why you're holding it? You
have this connection? No, he sends out emails to his list. I'm on his list.
Does it start with, hey, Danny, how you been, buddy? Anyway.
I don't have weak hands for Electronium.
Anyway, weak hands just describes an investor who doesn't have the confidence in his investment to continue hodling while the price falls. So he sells it. And I have had weak hands. Everybody has had weak hands. And that's how we know to hodl.
Right. And then when you regret it, then you're super weak.
Exactly. But sometimes you see a price pumping. And a pump is just when the price starts just going up really fast, parabolic sometimes. But you see it just going boom, 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 pumping away. And sometimes that's because of these little fish in the sea.
They're not fish. They're mammals.
What's the difference?
Mammals are warm-blooded. Actually, fish, are they cold-blooded?
Yeah, of course they're cold-blooded, Danny.
Shit, I don't know. Yeah, they're cold-blooded. That's the difference.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Anyway, so what big fish are we talking about, Danny?
We're talking about whales here, not dolphins, people. Whales.
Okay.
Those are people or organizations that hold large, vast quantities of a cryptocurrency, or it could also be stocks, and then they move. I'll give that to you again. And then they move huge amounts of that cryptocurrency. They can sell it, they can buy it, and they greatly affect the price based on their actions.
Gotcha.
They're manipulating often.
So there's usually whale communities or whale chats or whale. What's the whale? They go in pods, don't they? Whales go in pods.
I think so.
Or is it a herd of whales? It's a herd of whale, a pod of, I think it's a pod of whales, Danny.
A pod is a social group of whales. You're right. You had it.
So you get a pod of whales together, and what they do is they take all of their money, their millions of dollars, or the vast amounts of currency they hold, cryptocurrency they hold, and they move the market. And for example, on something with a low market cap, say of, you know, $10 million, if a pod of whales comes and throws $5 million at that, it's going to move the market. And that could
massively.
And massively. And that can entice a lot of people to get FOMO and start investing into the market. So then you get these noobs, that's people new to crypto, going into investing into the market. And then the whales pull out, dropping the price, taking their profits, taking your profit, noob, and buying their Lambos.
Yeah, not fun. You want to avoid that. I've been invited to some whale groups, and you know what? They can actually be sketchy whale pods too. You know, they may say they're going to go this way and then go the other way, and then there's your money.
Exactly. They trick the noobs into believing. So guys, just DYOR and, you know, hodl on the digital assets that you believe make a future.
Buy what you believe.
Buy what you believe. I was trying to avoid saying buy what you believe in, because I'm really sick of hearing people say that. I believe in it. No, I don't. Dude, just.
I believe I can fly. Okay, next word. Bearish and bullish. Go for it, Matt. What is this set of words?
So sometimes we hear a word called bull and bear. And now those are just referring to the health of the market. Is it a bullish market or a bearish market? And a bullish means that the market or the coin, you can talk about the market in general, or the individual coins or digital assets are being very, well, the word's bullish. It means they're going up in price. It means the trend is going up. It doesn't mean that it's just going to go up and up and up and up and then never go down. But no, the overall trend of the coin or trend of the market is in an upward motion. Mm-hmm. So let me just say that again. That doesn't mean that it's not at $1 and it doesn't go to 98 cents. Well, it means it's at $1, goes to 98 cents, but then up to $1.01, and then maybe back down to 99 cents, and then up to $1.02, and then down to $1, then up to $1.03. This is an upward trend, opposed to being on a bearish trend, which is...
Bearish trend means it's going down, 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 down. We also call these bear markets and bull markets, and you don't necessarily want to time your buy-ins according to those different markets, but you want to be aware of them. For example, earlier in this year, we had a massive bearish market where everything dropped by like three times or more. You wouldn't want to buy at the ATH, at the all-time high during that bear market.
Exactly. And if you want to know more about bear markets and bull markets, please check out the Crypto 101 conversation with Carter Thomas, where he goes through trading 101. And there's so many other people out there that really go into technical analysis. So you can have the tools to realize, to identify bull and bear markets or trends as they come up.
Hey, I got a tip for you, though. This is how you can remember which direction is which. A bear swipes down and a bull hits with his tusks and his head up.
Those are called horns, Danny. Tusks are like for elephants.
Oh, shit. I was thinking of something else. Horns.
Yeah, they're bull horns. Yeah,
that's how you think about it. Bull horns going up, bear paw swiping down. What? It helps.
No, it does. I'm feeling you, Danny. I'm feeling you. Danny, hey, thank you for coming on Crypto 101, man. It's always good to have you here. And thank you for letting us use your words from...
Decryptionary.com, Matt. Yes, thank you very much for having me. I have all those words defined there. I'm adding more. And I want to start expanding it. I would love your suggestions because I know that there's more that can be done. We've got about 200 up. But I'm going to start adding images. And it's just a lot of fun. So check it out whenever you need help.
Sounds good, Danny. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.